Message number 881. Mother of Salvation, my children everywhere, you must listen to me, your beloved mother, at this time of sorrow. Monday, August 19, 2013. My children everywhere, you must listen to me, your beloved mother, at this time of sorrow. I call especially on those of you who have a great devotion to me, the Mother of God, as I comfort you at this time of great apostasy. You must accept this intervention from heaven with good grace and be thankful that because of the great love of my beloved Father that you have been given this great gift. When you believe that the grave wave of paganism which will soon engulf my son's church all over the world is beyond your endurance, then you must ask for my intercession. Whatever happens when you remain faithful to my son, although every attempt will be made to distract you, all will be well. Never feel that it is hopeless, for the great glory of my son and the will of God will soon be revealed. No matter how many in the church are led into grave error, the word of God will spread like wildfire. The two witnesses to the word of God, the true Christian church and the house of Israel, will stand the test of time. Fire will pour from their mouths in the form of the Holy Spirit. In time after the abomination of desolation has been revealed, those loyal to the truth will rise, and theirs will be the kingdom of Christ. Lies will always be found out, though in the beginning those of you who have been filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit will suffer so much when you witness the terrible desecration in my son's churches. The truth will be seen, and all of those who were misled in the beginning will eventually understand the evil which will have been laid down before you. You must only trust in my son during this torturous journey, where you will be treated like a criminal for insisting on staying true to the word of God. Please remember my son's own journey to Calvary. Accept this cross with love and dignity, as you are greatly pleasing to my son when you carry his burden. Through your sacrifice and suffering he will redeem the most unworthy of souls, and then he will be able to unite all of God's children. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.